Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is, that smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again, friends and neighbors. I hope you're all doing just fine and dandy. It's a beautiful day here in the Tularosa Basin, and I wish you were here to enjoy the sunshine and the open roads with me. It's definitely a short sleeve, long smile day today. It's definitely also been a busy week for me, but I'll tell you what, there's a package of pork steaks in the freezer over there that are going to meet the grill here in just a little while. My son Seth and I are going to dine on those, maybe with a baked potato or two. I hope you're enjoying your day. What do you say we get started both right now with what we both came here for, shall we? For the fun we have every week right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Cincinnati's dancing pig, he's the barnyard Mr. Pig. Cincinnati's dancing pig with this riggity jiggity jiggity jig, jig a jig jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati's dancing pig with this riggity jiggity jiggity jig, jig a jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball. But until you've seen that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, sir, he's the pork chop dapper dam. He's the keenest hog what am. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jig jig jig.
Talking about those pork steaks, I just couldn't help it. That was Red Foley with the Cincinnati Dancing Pig. Here's Mr. Jackie Wilson with Lonely Teardrops.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow. Come home, come home, 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 home.
here's Mr. Del Shannon with that very sad song, Runaway.
We've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel a pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And
Well, it happened in Clarksville, Tennessee, and a man now faces charges after he relieved himself inside a Walmart store while he was trying to put a package of trout in his trousers, according to the arrest warrant. Clarksville police were called to the store at 1:33 p.m. one recent Wednesday afternoon. A worker told an officer that the suspect, David Wiley of Clarksville, was seen relieving himself on the sales floor near the alcohol. Interesting. While trying to put a package of trout in his pants. He then attempted to leave the store without paying for said trout. Wiley, 56, was arrested and charged with shoplifting, vandalism, indecent exposure, and public intoxication. This story sounds a little fishy to me.
Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand, heading for the creek called Catfish Land. She yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun." I grabbed my britches and a long cane pole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, boogie. Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, boogie.
Catfish, boogie, do it, baby, with me. On the bank of the creek, don't make no noise, don't even speak. She threaded a worm right on that hook and dropped it in the water in a shady nook. The bobber jumped when Mr. Whiskers hit. My gal flipped and throwed a fit. She pulled and tugged and yelled, "What's wrong?" I said, "Baby, he's a big and that cat's real gone."
Catfish, boogie, 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 boogie. Catfish, boogie, 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 boogie.
Catfish, boogie, do it, baby, with me. She said, "Set your pole and let's take a stroll." We walked along the creek, me and my miss. She gave me a hug and a great big kiss. She held me close and said, I love you. I said, I got all of this and fishing too.
Catfish, boogie, 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 boogie. Catfish, boogie, 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 boogie.
Catfish, boogie, do it, baby, with me.
I like pickles, and I've been eating them for a very long time, but not as long as mankind's been eating them. People have been eating pickles ever since the Mesopotamians started making them way back in 2400 BC. Cleopatra claimed that pickles made her beautiful. I doubt that. In the Delta region of Mississippi, Kool-Aid pickles have become very popular with the kids. The recipe's pretty simple. Just take some dill pickles, cut them in half, and then soak them in super strong Kool-Aid for more than a week. According to the New York Times, these little snacks are known to sell out at fairs and delicatessens, and they generally go for about 50 cents to a dollar.
Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's the sweetest in the world, and she's my steady girl, cause she's my sweetie pie.
Better would climb a tree to get to tell you a lie when he could stand on the ground and tell you the truth. I mean, it got bad. The deacons in the church and the pastor of the church decided something needed to be done. Eugene's a great fella. He is. He's a pretty good old boy. But he just feels like he's got to lie all the time. The preacher said, listen, let's go over to Eugene Ledbetter's house, the deacons of the church, and the preacher. Let's sit down and tell him the most bodacious, outlandish, damnable lie that's ever been told in the history of the world, and sit down with a straight face and tell it to Eugene for the truth. And he'll see how ridiculous it is for good people to lie, and maybe it'll help him stop lying. They said, all right, preacher, who's going to be the spokesman? Preacher said, I am. They went over to Eugene Ledbetter's house, knocked on the door. Eugene said, glad to see you. Come in and sit down. Preacher said, Eugene, would you believe at last Lord's Day, while I was preaching and the Spirit of the Lord was moving, the back door of the church opened, and down the aisle of the church was a big old, huge, vicious, brindle-colored grizzly bear, and right behind him, chasing him, was a little old bitty black and white fast dog. And that bear squatted right by the Lord's supper table, right in front of the pulpit, and that little old bitty black and white fast dog jumped on him, and they commenced to fight. Oh! They wallered down the first 8 rows of pews in the church. Women are fainting. Hair is flying. Fur is flying. Oh, they were fighting. You ain't never seen such a vicious fight. And when the fur quit flying and the hair quit flying, that little old bitty small black and white fast dog had completely whooped that big vicious brindle colored grizzly bear, and not only whooped him but consumed him. Said, "New Gene, you believe that?" New Gene said, "Heck yeah, I believe it. That was my dog."
Here's an old-fashioned love song by Three Dog Night.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old
underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
folks, thanks for listening to this edition of the Jason Curtman Show. I would encourage you to go to jasonkurtman.com, C-U-R-T-M-A-N, take a little time and click on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage, and you will find the web pages of all of the radio stations that carry the program. Thanks to all of you who do carry the program. I sure appreciate it. While you're visiting me at jasonkurtman.com, don't forget to check out the blog and send me an email letting me know which station you heard the Jason Curtman Show on. As always, don't forget to spend some quality time with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. Now, here's Mr. Ray Charles with Sticks and Stones.
People talking, trying to pick us up. Why won't they break my bones, but talk don't bother me. People talking trying to pick us up when they know that I love you so. So I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go.
I've been abused.
And my heart, trying to pick us up, yeah, scandalizing my name. They'll say anything just to make me feel bad, yes, anything to make me shame. Make me shame. Yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I know it.
Oh, yes,
and you know it too.
Oh, yes,
don't you know it too?
Well, now, if you're like me, you like to have an old-fashioned good time. So whether it's picking up a small bag of candy with the kids or picking out a new car with the wife or maybe even just enjoying an old movie and a big bucket of popcorn with the whole family. A good time with the family is nothing less than a great time. That's indeed what I love, and I found out that I'm not alone. Every week I get an email or a text from someone who compliments the show and the sentiments expressed in the show's theme. You know that we're trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. Now, even though that's just a concept about the way things used to be in America, the other day I drove by a gas station and I saw a sign that said regular, $1.56 a gallon. I smiled and I thought to myself, maybe, just maybe, it's working in more ways than one. So, that being said, now is the perfect time to fill that tank up and head on out to explore the countryside with the family. Make some memories for them. You'll be glad you did, and so will they. Now, that being said, if you decide to take that advice, why not take it a little further and come on out and visit the friendly people in southern New Mexico? We do have a lot to offer, and you can find out more about that at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. And it's absolutely true that you might just leave wishing you lived here. Speaking of leaving, I'm going to leave you now with another great song here in just a moment. But before I do, I want to tell you that the Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. Those good people at Fuller Brush have been providing great products for home and business since 1906. Just ask your mom. todaysfullerbrush.com. Here is that song, Mr. Sam Cooke, with Meet Me at Mary's Place. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
A friend of mine told me one early morning,
over at Mary's Place, home,
said tonight there's gonna be a party going on,
over at Mary's Place, home.
He said if you can enjoy a real nice affair,
over at
to be right there,
over at Mary's Place.
You said, in fact, meet me.
Meet me at Mary's Place.
We gonna have
a ball today.
Why don't you
meet me at Mary's Place?
Why don't you meet me?
Meet me at Mary's Place.
We gonna have
a ball today.
Why don't you
meet me at Mary's Place? Oh,
you
said there's one thing that I want you to know.
Over at Mary's place, oh,
you're gonna have a good time before you go.
Over at Mary's place, oh,
he said there's one more thing that I wanna guarantee.
Today.